From Anshei Spar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of the laws and meaning of Bdikat Chametz, the searching for Chametz. If we ask ourselves a question, number one, why do we make that particular bracha that we make? We say, Al Biur Chametz, Shekishanu Mitzvotav Tzivanu Al Biur Chametz. We thank God for sanctifying us in His commandments, commanding us on the destruction of Chametz. Destruction of Chametz. We're searching for it. We're not destroying it. In the morning, there's a custom, perhaps a law, to burn the Chametz in the morning. That's the destruction. Now we're just checking for it. We're looking for it. We're going to go around with a candle. We can use a flashlight for certain places. And we're going to look for the Chametz the night before Pesach, after dark. But, who says we're going to burn it? We're going to destroy it. We're not going to destroy it until tomorrow. Why do we make the bracha about destruction? So the Torah says, well, this is the beginning of the destruction. The beginning is to find it, then you're going to destroy it. The Beis Yosef, really looking at the other side of the same coin, Yosef Karo, he says, Zatachlit, the purpose of checking is to destroy it. So we're going to talk about the purpose, not the process. Now, if we ask another question, why don't we make a bracha on a very concrete thing that we're doing, namely the bitul? We're going to say that kol chamiya rachamiya, any kind of chametz that I have in my house, we're going to, in the evening we'll say, if I have not seen it, if I don't know about it, it should be nullified and should be like the dust of the earth. It's called a bitul, the nullification. Now, that seems like something you want to make a bracha on, because that, some say that that is the ikar, that's the main hashbasa, is believe. The main destruction is not the burning, but is the idea that you don't want to have any chametz. That's the main thing. So the Beis Yosef says, no, you can't make a bracha on that, because that's believe. That's something in the heart. We don't make brachos on things that are in the heart. It's true, we say the words that we consider it nothing, but the main fulfillment is that it's in the kiyum, is that it's in the heart that you don't want any chametz, that you nullify the chametz, that you consider the chametz not yours anymore. So therefore, we don't make brachas on things that are in the heart. But the truth is that when we finish the bedika, the checking, we make the bitul, we make the nullification, and it's really perhaps on the nullification that we make the bracha as much as it is on the burning the next day. Now, what happens if you forgot to make the bracha at the beginning, and you're just going around searching and say, wait a minute, we forgot to make the bracha. So, as long as you're still in the mitzvah, you could make it even in the middle of the mitzvah. What if you already finished checking? You checked every room, there's nothing else to check. I suppose you could probably check some more, but let's say you're really done. So, maybe you can make a bracha on the bitul. You could make a bracha on the bitul. And it'll go also on the destroying tomorrow. That's fine. But then there's a debate. Let's say you forgot at night, and the next day you find out that that's the halacha. You're supposed to have made a bracha. I didn't make a bracha. All right. So I'll make one over the burning. So some say, that'll be fine. Make one on the burning. That's, as we said, that's the end goal. That's the whole purpose. That was Al Biur Chametz, on the destruction of Chametz. But other people say, no, but the rabbis didn't institute that. The rabbis never made a bracha for the burning in the morning. They made a bracha for the checking at night. If you mess that up, then you missed out. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, well, if you make the bracha, it's okay. There's enough opinions that that would be fine. Then there's a question of talking. You know, when you start you make a bracha on something, you must do the mitzvah before you talk. So for instance, if you make a bracha on a shofar, you can't talk until you hear the shofar, perhaps all the blasts that are involved. You make a bracha on the Megillah, you can't talk till the end of the Megillah. What about the checking for chametz? Is it more like a sukkah, where we make a bracha on the sukkah, and then we sit in the sukkah, and even though you're sitting there for 3 hours, you don't say they have to remain silent, God forbid. Rather, we talk, we enjoy the sukkah. So why should it be any different? You make a bracha on the checking, and while you're checking, you can have a good time, and talk with the kids, and So the Rush says no. The mitzvah is not over till it's over, and you have to remain silent because you have to remain silent till the search is over. However, the tour, his son says, he says, uses an expression from the Megillah. He says, I don't think this makes any sense. He says, you make a bracha for any part of it. As long, you shouldn't talk until you start searching. But once you start searching, it's like sitting in the sukkah. We talk while we sit in the sukkah. Guess what? We can talk while we're searching for chametz as well. Now, if you did talk between the bracha and the searching, then you would have to repeat the bracha once again. But nonetheless, even though the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur say that you could talk during the bedikah, they say it's best not to. Not because we can't interrupt after the bracha, but because you want to remain focused on what we're doing. It's a very serious matter. You want to stay focused on it. Now, if you need to say pass the candle or turn on the flashlight, that's fine. But anything extraneous is not good. You want to stay focused on searching room by room for all the chametz that might be in the house. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan asks an interesting question. He says, everybody wonders if you already did a beautiful job checking, cleaning the house, what do you need to check for? So it could be once upon a time they didn't focus as much on the cleaning. They focus much more on the checking. But what about now? So Aruch HaShulchan says, what do you mean it's still the process? You still need to go through it and to check just to see if there is anything that might be there. Now, maybe everyone should make a bracha. If you're going around with your adult children, and they're all bar mitzvah, b'nei mitzvah, wife, and so maybe everyone who's checking should make a bracha. So he said, no, the Torah says, one person, when you have 10 people doing a mitzvah, one person makes a bracha for everybody. You don't have separate bracha. So one person makes for the whole household, usually the father, head of the household, would make it. And that covers the entire family. And then they go out and they could actually search separate rooms. If you have children who are b'nei mitzvah, then they can go into a room and they can check. You don't have to check. They go in that room and your bracha covers that child as well. Now, what about Shechianu? Here we are at the very first mitzvah, right out in the get-go, the starting gate of Pesach, first real mitzvah of Pesach. You have Parshas HaChodesh, there are certain things, Shabbos HaGodol. But really, this is the first real mitzvah, perhaps connected to all kinds of mitzvahs of Pesach. Could you make a Shechianu? So the Bala Itur, rabbi from Provence, he thought maybe you could, but he says, nah, it's not necessary. Number one, you could make the bracha during Kiddush. When you make the bracha on Pesach at the Seder night, you have in mind on Friday night what we did on Thursday night, the previous night for the checking. Another idea is that since Rashi says that the whole purpose of checking is so you shouldn't violate Bal Yirah, that you shall not have chametz in your possession. So we don't make a Shechianu about a negative mitzvah, right? I didn't steal, do not steal. Oh, Shechianu that I'm not stealing. We don't make brachas about negative things. We only make a bracha about exciting mitzvah opportunities. Now, some do say that it is a positive mitzvah. Tashbisu, we're trying to destroy the chametz, whether it's in our hearts, whether it's physically in the morning, we're trying to destroy that chametz. So maybe the getting rid of it comes with the checking. So it is a positive mitzvah. So, well, there's another reason we don't make Shechianu. And the Meiri says, there's no benefit from this. We don't enjoy this kind of thing. As a matter of fact, this is known very much as a tircha. It's a bother. Not everyone wants to do it. Not every helper in the house is going to be good at this because it's a pain in the neck. You got to check very carefully for all the things. We don't make Shechianus about things that are difficult. Some describe it as no simcha. There's no simcha to it. Of course, you can make a joy out of it. It's a mitzvah. But fundamentally, most normal people don't enjoy cleaning, checking. Therefore, you don't make Shechianu. Some say that it's not kavua zman, elam zman. There's no set time for it because if you're going away tonight, if you're going away tomorrow on a vacation, then you check tonight. So the time is fluid. So maybe you can't make it for that reason. Well, on the other hand, the Megillah is also in different times, and we do make a bracha for the Megillah. Make Shechianu if you read the Megillah at a weird time in the olden days. But on the other hand, the Megillah is different because the Megillah has a very set time here. If you're going away in October and you're coming back on Pesach, you check in October. So it's a very fluid time. But finally, we need to understand this whole period of time, conceptually, spiritually, what's going on. Firstly, why is this great war on chametz that we have? My father, Elv Hashem, used to call it the war on chametz. It's not just a war against the violation of having chametz, but it's really trying to eradicate things from ourselves that we want to do away with. Bad habits, bad things, bad ways in which we conduct ourselves. And Rabbi Avraham Azulai, in the Chesed Lavram, a very mystical book, he says that 30 days before Pesach, God comes and tries to purify us more and more and more. And we have to be part of that process. And the Bedikas Chametz is the sort of the end of that, trying to expunge the negativities from ourselves. And in fact, there's some say, before you do Bedikas Chametz, the checking, you should wash your hands. Wash your hands? Do you ever wash your hands before you go cleaning? What are we talking about? The answer is, the Bach says, this is part of Tahara. The checking for Chametz is trying to achieve a type of purification. We're trying to get to a stage where we actually have purified ourselves from anything bad, negative. So when we get to the Seder, we're truly cleansed. It's a Hitchatshut. It's a Chodesh Zalachem. This Shabbos is Shabbos HaChodesh. It's the time of renewal, the time of spiritual renewal. I hope that we're worthy of this season. God is coming to help us purify ourselves. We need to help in the process as well. Do our share and purify ourselves as well. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Lamed congregation for our discussion of Pesach. Join us for each week for a discussion of the holidays, Parsha, how-to videos as well. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.